from KQED.
The Oakland activists have voted to march today to UC Berkeley, where faculty and students are planning to stage a two-day strike they're calling Occupy Cal. Students are also planning to walk out of class today at CSU campuses from San Bernardino to Sacramento. California State University students face another tuition hike, and it would be the sixth in a row. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has more.
The CSU Board of Trustees is expected to approve a 9% tuition increase on Wednesday for the next school year, but university officials hope state lawmakers will ultimately spare their students. The trustees are banking on what's called a tuition buyout plan. That's when the state provides enough state funding to offset a tuition hike already in the works. The CSU's finance director, Robert Turnage, says CSU budget timelines are forcing trustees to vote on a 9% tuition increase now. But that hike wouldn't be needed if the CSU gets an additional $140 million in the January budget to cover tuition.
We have this timing dilemma, which is why we have to ask the trustees to act on the tuition this month. The other consideration with moving now is giving adequate notice to students and families.
The proposal to raise tuition for the sixth straight year comes the same week CSU faculty are expected to stage a one-day walkout at two campuses, Cal State Dominguez Hills and Cal State East Bay. The faculty union and the administration are deadlocked on a new labor contract, one that doesn't include a salary increase for 23,000 CSU faculty members. CSU Chancellor Charles Reed says he has faith faculty will show up for their classes, but union leaders say think again.
We're very confident that people are going to make their voices heard.
Lillian Taze is president of the California Faculty Association.
To think that we would continue just day in and day out not to push back is just, I think, living in the same kind of bubble that the folks on Wall Street live in, imagining that people are just going to continue to take it and take it.
The two Cal State campuses plan to beef up their public security measures on Thursday to keep the protests from escalating into violence, as seen recently at some Occupy Wall Street movements. In fact, just yesterday, the University of California canceled its regents meeting after police learned of, quote, rogue elements that planned on causing violence and vandalism. For their part, CSU faculty members say they have no intention of breaking the law. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.